Tu Bishvat Higia Chag La'ilanos, that's pretty much where it begins and ends. People know the song, the tune, but no more about Tu Bishvat. It's one of those days on the Jewish calendar that is cloaked and shrouded in mystery, very cryptic. Not much is known outside of the first Mishnah, Masachas Rosh Hashanah, Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. When is Rosh Hashanah Le'inalos? When is the new year for the trees? We, of course, Paskin like Beis Himmel, Tu Bishvat. The 15th day of Shvat is considered to be Rosh Hashanah Le'inalos. And it's unique amongst all the other Rosh Hashanim that are listed in the first Mishnah because it's a day that we actually celebrate on some level. Barami Ruttenberg in the Tshuva Simon Hay writes that we should do something on Tu Bishvat to recognize, to signify, and to commemorate the significance of this day. But what is the significance of Tu Bishvat? What is Tu Bishvat all about? The only codification that at least I'm familiar with in all of Shulchan Aruch and Dalach Halki Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Tu Bishvat outside the Gittin and Shtaros is really what the Shulchan Aruch says in Archaim Hilchos Nefilas Apayim. Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Nahagu Shlolipol Al Pneim B'Tu Bishvat. The custom is not to recite Tachnun on Tu Bishvat. And why not? What's the basis for it? So again, the Vilna Gaon in a very cryptic comment says, Shu Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos K'mod Dalid Rosh Hashanim Shehein Yomtev, says the Gra, that Tu Bishvat is a Yomtev. Shehein Yomtev, it's no different than the other Yomim Tovim. And the Domestic Eliezer, commenting on the Vilna Gaon, explains that the Gra is referring to not the first Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, but rather the second Mishnah. And Daf Tezvav, the Mishnah says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Be'arba Parakim Ha'olam Nidon, the world is judged on four different days. Be'pesach Ha'latvua, Be'atzeres Al-Peiros Ha'ilon, Be'Rosh Hashanah Kol Bo'ay Olam Ovel L'Fanav K'nei B'Raron. On these 3 days, Pesach on wheat, on grain, Shavuos on the fruit trees, Rosh Hashanah, we are judged, and finally, Bechag Nidon Alamayim, on Sukkos, we are judged on water. Says the Vilna Gaon, besides for Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah, there's another Yontif, a fifth Yontif, and that's the Yontif of Tu Bishvat. The Gra doesn't explain what the essence of this is, but certainly as the Domestic Eliezer explains that the Vilna Gaon is teaching us that Tu Bishvat is a Yontif. It's no different than Rosh Hashanah. It's no different than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and that's what's hinted to in the Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivav. The reason why we don't recite Nefilas Apayim on Tu Bishvat because it is a Yom Tov. As the Mishnah indicates, the Dalid Rosh Hashanah, the four unique special days of the year where there's some level of judgment when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to Sukkos, and the same thing is happening on Tu Bishvat. But what is it that's happening on Tu Bishvat, and how do we understand this unique day, Haba Aleinu Latova? In order to better understand Tu Bishvat, let's first try to understand the Shalosh Regalim more broadly. The Maharal Prague, famously in Gvuras Hashem, Perek Mem Vav, explains that each of the three festival holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, when the Torah articulates them, it refers to them in terms of agricultural cycle. Pesach is in the spring. Shavuos is in the summer. Sukkos is in the fall. Pesach is called Chag HaAviv. It's the Yom Tov of the spring. Shavuos is Chag HaKotzir. It's the summertime holiday when we begin to harvest that which we planted in the spring. Sukkos is Chag HaAsif. It's the Yom Tov that's celebrated in the fall when we gather everything that we have built, developed, and that which has grown. Those are the three Yomim Tovim. And the Maharal takes this one step further and explains that the agricultural cycle of the year, the physical expression of agriculture, speaks to the ruchnius development of the seasons of the year as well. Just like on Pesach, which is in the spring month, and we see the world begin to blossom, and the trees are budding, and the birds are chirping, so too in the spiritual world and in the cosmos, a human being is able to tap into that unique nature in time and in space and in place, and also grow, and also develop spiritually. It's a time of budding and blossoming, and the physical air, and everything that's surrounding us in nature also speaks to Kemayim Panim. And klape chutz and klape pnim. And just like externally we see the world as a physical expression that's being developed and blossoming and growing from the beginning, And Ruchnius, the same thing is happening as well. And we too have the ability to grow, to build, and of course it's no coincidence that it's Dafka during the Yom Tov of Pesach that Klal Yisrael had a rebirth, and were born, and emerged from the cocoon, and from the enslavement and bondage of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's our birth as a nation, it's our birth as the world develops, and as the world blossoms and grows, so too do we as a people, and each of us individually. But as we reach the Yom Tov of Shuas, in the peak of the summertime, the Chag HaKatzir, when the physical world begins to develop the beautiful trees and the gorgeous fruits and vegetables that we're able to take advantage of, so too the summertime is the peak, is the time that we are able to tap in to the ultimate sense of Kedusha and Ruchnias, and of course that's the Yom Tov of Shuas, Kabbalah Satorah, Vav Sivan, the completion of the world, Yom HaShishi, it's when everything comes to the perfection, when my separation is completed, is only on that day when we were Kabbal Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So we see that Shavuot speaks to the perfection and the completion, the pinnacle, the apex in the spiritual world, just like as it is in the physical world. But there's one more Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's the fall. It's the Chag HaAsif. It's the completion. It's bringing together. It's the Asifa. It's the Pesach and the Shavuos, which comes together at Sukkot. It's Tkufas Hashana. It's the end of the year. It's the end of the festival holidays. It's when everything comes together and we sit in the Sukkah. We bring all the Minim together. Everything comes to ultimate completion with the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And in Ruchnias as well, there's a certain level of completion. After the cycle of the year of Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. After the cycle of the Yom Nuram, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot comes to an end. We complete Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and that's when we complete the physical world, and everything that we have built, developed, grown, and seen to fruition comes inside in the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Each of the Yom Tovim, as the Torah says, is connected one of the Shloshos Avos. Pesach is connected Avram. Avram is Chag HaAviv. It's the spring. It's Pesach. Lushi Vaasi, who goes? Avram found the world. He said, Mi Bal Habir. He looked, he searched, he found. He brought people closer. Shavuos is connected Yitzchak, Kabbalah Satorah, Yitzchak Avinu. It's the shofar of Har Sinai, it's the shofar of Matan Torah, it's the shofar of Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu speaks to the completion, because certainly once Avram has a son, the Abrahamic tradition continues, and Yitzchak has solidified that. But it's only with the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's the Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu. Yavayavo Yaakov Shalom. Yaakov came to completion only when? When he reached the place called Sukkot. After he finished with Esav. After he finished with Lavan. Sukkot speaks to the completion. Yaakov required the Mita Shlema. He built his family. It's the pyramid that comes to completion with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Thus Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot speaks to the spring, to the summer, and fall. It springs to Chag HaAviv, Chag HaKatzir, Chag HaAsif. It speaks to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Thus we have Yom Tovim in each of these sessions, in the spring and in the summer and the fall. But what about the winter? What does the winter have to offer us? What does the winter teach us? Is there no Yom Tov that we are able to tap into the Kedusha, the physicality of the season? Pesach is the spring, Shavuos is the summer, Sukkot is the fall. Well, what does the Jew do in the winter? Enter Tu B'Shvat. Because just like the spring, and just like the Yom Tov of Pesach can only be born if there's a pregnancy, if there are months where there's growth taking place that allows the tree to develop and to grow, that's what's happening in the winter, and that's what happens on Tu B'Shvat, Chag La'ilanos. Because in order for a tree to blossom and to bud and to develop and to ultimately begin to be Mafriach, there needs to be an infancy stage. There needs to be an embryonic stage. There needs to be a pregnancy. That's what happens in the winter. The budding of the trees only is able to emerge because of a quiet process of underground growth, which is happening in the winter. Roots are developing stronger and stronger. The tree is collecting nutrients, minerals, rain, air, all of which to be prepared for the spring and for the Yom Tov of Pesach. But that's all happening today, right now, throughout those deep, dark, quiet winter months. Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and Kam Shvat. And Tu B'Shvat is when the tree and the entire field and all of the natural world has acquired the majority of its rain. Rov Ruben Shal Geshamim have completed in Tu B'Shvat. Thus, the pregnancy and embryonic stage of growth is exactly what's happening in the winter. And the only way we're zocha to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is the Yomtiv of the winter. That's the Yomtiv of Tu B'Shvat, which has begun its process through Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and Shvat. And now slowly through Adar, we are going to be able to emerge and to grow. Because what we don't see happening is really what allows for the ultimate birth and growth and development. And therefore, the key to the Shalosh Regalim is only proper representation and preparation in the Yemei HaChoref, in the winter months. Thus, Tu B'Shvat is really, really the first of the Yom Tovim. It's the key, it's the secret to all the Shalosh Regalim. Because without the winter, there is no spring. Without the spring, there is no summer. Without the summer, there is no fall. But without a Tu B'Shvat, there can't be a Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't emerge out of everywhere, anywhere. Avram came from a terach, from darkness, from night, from difficulty, from pain. But Avram had to come from somewhere. Pesach has to come from something. The budding and the blossoming of the trees don't just come out of thin air. There's something happening right now, right here. And that's the avodah of Tu B'Shvat. That's the avodah of the Choref, to make sure that we're ready. B'nisan nigalu, b'nisan asidim lehigal means that there's some level of preparation that's happening in very, very quiet, deep, dark places. And the avod of each and every single Jew is to be able to tap into that deep, dark, quiet place, to allow one's roots to get stronger and to grow and to be prepared, that ultimately the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos will be able to be what they are supposed to be. But that could only happen if it's happening now in Tu B'Shvat. That's the pshat in the Gra. And that's where the Gra explains that on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamav, there is no Tachlan on Tu B'Shvat. Because of the second Mishnah, Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezvav, Barbara Prokim, Ha'olam Nidon, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah are Yomim Tovim, absolutely. But there's another Yom Tov, and that's called the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat. And that's also Nidonim. There's also a judgment taking place. And the judgment that's taking place is your tree growing? Is your tree developing? Even when it's dark, even when it's quiet, even when it's hard, even when it's cold. Vemunoscha balelos, that's right now. Are your roots growing deeper, stronger, thicker, with greater width and depth and breadth, that they'll be able to collect and are collecting from the rain, the soil, the nutrients, the air, and everything around us, in order to be able to tap into the Yom Tov of Pesach? The great Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, explained that a tree, an ilan, has four characteristic traits to it. And he quotes that the Tur, in the beginning of Siman Reish Gimel, writes, what is the key, what is the secret, what is the siman, to know what it is that makes a tree different than a bush? Why on some things do we make a borei pri eitz, and on other things we make a borei pri adama? Says the Torah, the beginning of Siman Reish Gimel, Siman Leida is a pri eitz or pri adama. How do we know if something's a tree or a bush? How do we know if we make a borei pri eitz or borei pri adama? Zok the Torah, Kol ilan she'ose peiros mishana l'shana nikra pri eitz. Any tree that grows from year to year and does not need to be replanted and to be regrown, that is called a tree. Aval kol darash en sharash of nisharim ba'aretz utzrichim lezara b'chol shana nikra pri adama, something that they have to replant and to regrow. You have to put tomato seeds, cucumber seeds. You have to always replant. That's called a adama. That's a plant. That's a bush. That's a vegetable. But a tree, an apple, a pear, a pineapple, those branches are really, really emanating year after year after year. Thus, that's the first definition, the first geder of a tree, is the shoresh, is the root, continues, lasts in the ground even when you don't see it. Number two, the second element of a tree, the Tosefta Maseches Orlo Perakei writes, Ilan Gadel Gova. A tree grows tall, high, strong. Some men can't even see how high they grow. And that's the second definition, what's unique about a tree. The third unique characteristic of a tree is the Gemara Maseches Tainis. Explains, Ilan, b'me'avarechacha, what is so unique about a tree? Zakta Gemara, tzilcha na'eh, it has tzel. A tree has shade, offers shade, because it has such great branches and leaves, and it's tall. It protects and it covers a person. A bush can't do that. A vegetable bush can't do that. But a tree has that unique characteristic trait to it that it's able to provide a person with shade. And the fourth and final unique aspect of a tree, that which the Rishonim say, is that a tree is able to be grafted. A tree has the ability, a branch of a tree has the ability that you're able to be mavrichet. You can graft it. You can't do that with a vegetable. Thus it merges, says the Pnei Menachem, four unique aspects of a tree. Number one, Shorsh of Yonkim Tamid. Its roots are constantly, continuously gaining and growing from its surroundings. Gam Kesheino Motze Paris, even when the fruits are not growing. Number two, Tzmichaso Hilagova. A tree grows very tall. Number three, Ha'ilam Mashret Seil Svivosav. A tree allows for shade all around it. Number four, Nita Lahavrich Mimenu Ilan Nosaf Bakarka. You can grow and graft another tree from it in the ground. Says the Pnei Menachem, the Pasuk tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Ki Ha'odam Eitz Hasadeh. A person is compared to a tree. And each of these characteristics also must be tapped into by each and every human being. Our tree also has to have roots that are deep, that are constantly growing, that are constantly taking in from our surroundings, even when we don't see growth. There's also that darkness, that difficulty, and that barren quiet. You may sin at difficult times, but our tree also has to be growing. Ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh, our sharashim, our roots also have to be growing. Number two, we have to have a certain level of gaiva, of gova. We have to be proud. We have to be people who walk tall and who are serious. Yes, there's a certain level of anivus that we all need to have. But there's also a certain type of height that we have to walk tall, feel proud, and walk with a little bit of gaiva in us. That's gova. Number three, we have to be mavrich. We have to be people who inspire others. We also could graft of our other people. We also could help other people grow. We also can make an impact on others. Don't just focus on our own personal roots, on our own personal height, but we too also have to impact others and make sure other people can also grow. And number four, we should be so great that naturally, automatically, our tzel, our shadow, should encompass all of the people around us, family, friends, community, and the world, the Kiddush Hashem that we make, just living the lives that we do. You don't have to intentionally graft and help somebody else grow and to teach. But the tzel, our own personalities, our own unique blend of whatever we have to offer the world, also is so powerful and so strong that it will impact others, whoever we bump into. That's the four characteristic traits of the tree, and those are the four characteristic traits that each and every single Jew must have. But when do we tap into each of these four unique qualities of the tree? I would suggest that on Pesach we should focus on Gova, on Gaiva. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us we're Mamsheles Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We are taken out of Kanfei Nesharim, B'ni B'chor Yisrael. We should walk tall and we should walk proud. We are Klal Yisrael. We are the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. We're the Orla Goyim. We're the people HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to take you out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring you across the Yamsuf and to give you the Torah. You should have Gaiva and feel proud of who you are. You're Klal Yisrael, B'ni B'chor Yisrael. Thus the Yom Tov of Pesach speaks to that unique characteristic of the tree, and that's when we should focus on noticing who we are in the springtime, in the Pesach, in the Yom Tov, when there's birth, when there's growth. That's when we need to be proud of who we are, what we are, where we come from. We're a nation, a Mamleches Kohanim of Goy Kadosh. We come from great people. We are great people. Our ancestors were great. The G'dol Yisrael who we are connected to. But then there's the grafting, havracha. We have to help other people. We have to teach other people. When is that the focus? That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Yom Tov of Talmud Torah. Lilmod ulalamed. We're not just here to learn. We're here to teach, to help, to inspire. Limadetem osam es b'neichem. And that's what the Meiri says in Maseches Nedarim. Mi madregas hachachma v'achron hashbem hu lahashpia mechachmaso v'zulaso. I'm teaching somebody else. That's the greatest sign of wisdom. The ultimate level of growth is when a human being is able to be mavrich, to teach somebody else, to graft somebody else. The ikar tachlis of Talmud Torah is to teach somebody else and to offer that to somebody else as the Ger Rebbe. Thus, the focus of that characteristic trait of the tree happens on Shavuos, Havracha, Lilmod Ulalamed. And then comes the tzeil. Then comes the aspect of the Jew and of Klal Yisrael that's able to stand tall and proud and to make an impact on the world around us. That's the tzeil, the cloak of the sukkah. We go outside, we step outside, we build our sukkahs in the fall time when everybody wonders what we're doing because we're going out to teach the world to be mashpial kulam. That's the koach of tzeil. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we focus on ourselves, we go outside to the sukkah and we say, "Mi ki amcha Yisrael." We are Klal Yisrael. We have what to teach just by singing in the sukkah, by being the people we are. That has such an impact. Thus, we see that gova, the height of the tree, is keneged the yomtiv of Pesach, where we should be tall, proud Jews. The yomtiv of Shavuos is keneged the grafting element and aspect and characteristic trait of the tree. Havracha, because we're going to teach others, we're going to focus on others. And even in the height of the pinnacle and the apex of the season of Shavuos, and when we reach this great point in the summer, we teach others. And then we reach Sukkot and we create a tzeil. We create a world where everybody sees and knows and wants to tap into who we are as a people because naturally, organically, we're able to share that. But where does it begin? If Pesach is gova, Shavuos is havracha, and Sukkot is tzeil, we're missing one element of the tree. The strong sharashim that are completely being yonik and are drinking the thirstily the water and the snow throughout the winter. That is the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat. And on Tu B'Shvat in the winter, that unique characteristic trait of the tree is what we need to be focusing on. Tu B'Shvat celebrates the fact that the tree is growing taller, stronger, wider, higher, even though you don't see any fruits developing. That's what's happening today and tomorrow. That's what's happening on Tu B'Shvat. That's what happens until Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat. In the quiet still of the winter, when you look outside the window and you see the barren trees, no leaves, everything is off, everything is missing. It looks like the world has stopped. But adarabba va'adarabba, it's just the opposite because that's when the tree is developing an intricate set of roots, creating a web of the ability to grow as soon as the spring allows it to grow. And thus Tu B'Shvat celebrates that aspect of the unique characteristic of the tree, as the Torah says in the beginning of Siman Reish Gimel, Kol davar she'ein sharashav nisharim baretz utzrichim lezar b'chol shana pri adama. If you're not growing, if you're dead in the winter, then you know what that is? That's a vegetable, that's a pri adama. But Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat, Chag Ha'ilanos, is because Odom Eitz Hasada. And on Tu B'Shvat, and the time that we find ourselves pre and post, leading up to Pesach, in the Shvat Adar season, in the Cheshvan Kislei Tevis season, in the winter months, preceding Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, preceding the spring, the summer, and the fall, there needs to be a heightened focus of the winter. And that's the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat. And that's the link between Tu B'Shvat to Pesach, to Shavuos and Sukkot. Tu B'Shvat is really the first of the Yamin Raim and the key to the Shalosh Regalim. The key to the Shalosh Regalim as a people, as a nation. The key to who we are as the children, Talmidim, descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the key to our success of being able to build and grow upon that takes place right now. If we want to be zocha, to tap into Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, to tap into the spring, the summer, and the fall, to tap into Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the only way we're able to tap into the gova, to the havrach, and the tzeil, is if we realize that our sharashim are waiting to be developed and grown right now. So Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we could take advantage of the yisod that the Pnei Menachem lays out for us, the yisod of the Vilna Gaon and Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, and to appreciate what we have now in the winter more than ever, growth, growth, and more growth. Be'ezus Hashem, the Yom Tov of Tu B'Shvat should be a Yom Tov that's a Chag La'ilanos, but a Chag of the Odom Eitz Hasada, a Chag where we're able to celebrate our own personal growth by looking at that tree and seeing, wow, The tree in the spring, the summer looks unbelievable, but it only begins now. And if we're able to look at the tree that's happening now and believe and see that underneath the soil that's cold and hard, that's impossible to tap into, there's growth taking place, and that's what we're supposed to be doing right now. Bezos Hashem, we should be zocha to that. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a gevaldike Tu B'Shvat.